Lesson 22. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 1 through 16. Introduction. Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, for himself, Oliver Cowdery, and David Whitmer in June 1829, shortly after Peter, James, and John conferred the Melchizedek priesthood upon Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. At the beginning of the revelation, the Lord taught Oliver Cowdery about building up the church. Then he called Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer to preach repentance. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 1 through 5. The Lord teaches how to build up His church. Draw the accompanying picture on the board before the class. Please refer to the drawing on page 74 of Lesson 22 in the manual. Consider reading the following information or sharing similar information about an earthquake that may have occurred more recently or closer to where you live. On October 17, 1989, at 5:04 p.m., an earthquake measuring 6.9 on the Richter scale hit the San Francisco, California area of the United States. Thousands of buildings were damaged or destroyed. The foundations of many buildings cracked, which caused the buildings to be declared unsafe. What concerns would you have about living in a house with a weak foundation? Explain that Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, records the Lord's revelation to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery regarding how to build His church on a secure foundation. At the beginning of this revelation, the Lord refers to the things Oliver Cowdery had written, meaning the words of the Book of Mormon, that Oliver had recorded while acting as a scribe for Joseph Smith. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 1 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to look for how the things written in the Book of Mormon would help in the building up of the church. What did the Lord say was in the Book of Mormon? How could the teachings in the Book of Mormon help in the building up of the church? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verse 5 aloud. Ask the class to identify what the Savior promised if we would build His church on the foundation of His gospel. According to verse 5, what is the true church to be built upon? Students' answers should reflect the following doctrine. The true church is built upon Jesus Christ and His gospel. What does the Lord promise us as we build His church on the foundation of His gospel? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 6 through 16. The Lord calls Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer to preach repentance. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verse 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord describes the world we are living in. After students report what they have discovered, invite them to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verse 9, to learn what the Lord commanded in response to the increasing iniquity in the world. What was the Lord's response to the increasing iniquity in the world? He called servants to preach repentance. Point out that the Lord called Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer to preach repentance, as He had called the ancient Apostle Paul to do. While Oliver and David were not called to be members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, they would have roles in establishing this Quorum in the latter days. Explain that students will learn more about Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer's roles in the next lesson. To help students prepare to study the Lord's teachings about the worth of souls, display a few items that you think may have value to your students. Ask them how much they would pay for each item. Explain that one way to determine an object's worth is to find out what people would be willing to pay for it. Someone might claim that a particular object is worth a certain amount of money, but this price is accurate only if another person is willing to pay that amount for the object. Note: Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verses 10 through 11 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 18, Verse 10 aloud. Invite students to use this verse to explain their value in the eyes of God. Students may suggest a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize that the worth of souls is great in the sight of God. Why do you think you are of such great worth to God? Ask a student to read the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Quote, God sees you not only as a mortal being on a small planet who lives for a brief season. He sees you as his child. He sees you as the being you are capable and designed to become. He wants you to know that you matter to him. End quote. Remind students of the activity in which you demonstrated that an item's worth is based on what someone is willing to pay for it. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 18, verses 11 through 12. Ask the class to follow along and identify what the Savior was willing to pay for us. What price did the Savior pay for our souls? You may want to remind students that in these verses, the phrase, all men, refers to all people. How can we show gratitude for the sacrifice the Savior made for us? Though various answers are correct, emphasize that one of the best ways we can show our gratitude is by repenting. Write the following statement on the board. My worth is so great that Jesus Christ suffered and died so I can repent. You may want to suggest that students write this principle in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. How might this truth influence how you see yourself? How might this truth influence the way you treat other people? Testify of the Savior's love and willingness to die for each of us. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 13, silently. Why do you think the Lord feels great joy when we repent? If someone believes that the worth of souls is great in the sight of God, then what might their belief lead them to do? Answers might include the following: treat others with respect, serve others, or prepare to serve a mission. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 14, silently, to learn what the Lord called Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer to do. What do you think it means to cry repentance? To help students better understand this phrase, read the following statement by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, crying repentance simply means helping people return to God. End quote. What are some ways we can help others repent? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 18, verses 15 through 16, to learn what individuals experience when they help someone come unto Jesus Christ. Note, Doctrine and Covenants section 18, verses 15 through 16, is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What blessings are given to those who help others come unto Jesus Christ? As students respond, you may want to write the following principle on the board. If we help others to repent and come unto the Lord, we will feel joy with them in the kingdom of God. Why do you think you will feel joy if you bring others to Jesus Christ? Invite students to share an experience in which they, or someone they know, felt joy because they helped someone grow closer to the Lord. You may want to share an experience of your own. Invite students to write one thing they can do to assist in the work of saving souls. Ask them to consider specific people they might help. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 11. Give students time to write the words from Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 11, on note cards or small pieces of paper. Invite students to carry their cards with them and refer to them periodically throughout the day to help them remember their worth and the worth of others in the sight of God. You might encourage students to share this scripture with a friend or family member. Follow up with students at the beginning of the next class to see how the truths in Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 11, have influenced them and others. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 15 through 16. Divide the class into five groups. Assign each group a line from Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 15 through 16. Group 1, and if it so be that you should labor all your days. Group 2, in crying repentance unto this people. Group 3, and bring, save it be one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. Group 4, And now if your joy will be great with one soul that you have brought unto me into the kingdom of my Father, Group 5, how great will be your joy if you should bring many souls unto me. Invite the first group to recite the first segment in unison, followed by the second group, and so on until students have recited the entire passage. Repeat this activity several times. Then ask students to try to recite the entire verse in unison. Note, you may use these Scripture Mastery teaching ideas as part of this lesson, or you may use them at another time. Note, invite students to share experiences. When students share inspiring experiences, it invites the Spirit of the Lord into the classroom. As students hear the experiences and testimonies of their peers, their testimonies are strengthened, and they learn new ways to apply gospel principles in their lives. It is usually sufficient to have 1 to 3 students share experiences.